Okay, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. Hope my sound is okay. I've been having problems up and on here. We just cut it off during the break. That takes care of it. I hope it did. You hear me any better, Barbara?
There was a little fade out when you were announcing that. But I can hear you now.
Oh, boy.
But, Charles, you know, I don't want to take up a lot of time on your show. I know you have a lot to cover here. But I just want to say thank you so much. I just love your show, and thank you for covering the topics that other people are afraid to cover. Thank you.
The truth does hurt.
Yes, it does, Charlie.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go on to pigs. Let's talk about what happens to pigs. The real pigs, of course, are the ones that subject these animals to abuse, but nevertheless, let's talk about what happens to pigs in these factory farms. Today's pig factory warehouses are absolute hellholes in plain English. The pigs are crammed as many as can fit, just like the chickens, you know, they cram them into the cages. And they have grating floors to allow for urine and feces, of course, to drain into a pit underneath. And as you might guess, this creates an unbearable stench that the pigs must smell 24 hours a day, just like in the chicken warehouses. It's just unbearable. They get sick, which of course is one of the reasons why they got to have them on antibiotics constantly, not to mention because they're crammed in so close together. As soon as one gets sick, you know, this disease will spread rapidly, so they got to keep them pumped heavily with antibiotics. And don't think for one moment you're not taking that into your system when you eat the meat. Of course you are. That stuff concentrates, absorbs into the meat. Bob Fraze of Liam Farms in Strawn, Illinois, described this disgusting situation thusly. He said, the ammonia really chews up the animal's lungs. They get listless and don't want to eat. They start losing weight, and the next thing you know, you've got a real respiratory problem on your hands, pneumonia or something else. Then you'll see them huddled down real low against one another, trying to keep warm, and you'll hear them coughing and gasping and wheezing. The bad air is a problem. After I've been working in here a while, I can feel it in my own lungs, but at least I get to go home at the end of the day, whereas they have to breathe this constantly, and so we have to keep them on tetracycline, of course, an antibiotic. It's, you know, that's their answer, always a quick fix to solve the problem itself and stop subjecting them to these conditions that breed disease. No, we'll keep them in those conditions because that maximizes our profits. We'll just give them antibiotics or stronger antibiotics or more higher doses of antibiotics, whatever it takes, you know, to stop this the consequence of cramming them in like we do. The attitude that the factory farm industry has toward pigs, guys, was best summed up by Hog Farm Management magazine, September 1976 issue. This really does sum it up, and it sums up once again how the globalists view us and treat us. It stated, forget that the pig is an animal. Treat him just like a machine in a factory. Schedule treatments like you would lubrication for equipment. Breeding season like the first step in an assembly line, and marketing like the delivery of finished goods. Unbelievable. So they come right out and state it. They don't hide it. They're treating them like commodities, like an exposable Gillette razor. And they're encouraging other farmers to do it as well. Hey, if you want to maximize profits, just treat them like a machine. And that's all they do, guys. And that's all the way they treat us as well. We got another caller. We'll take them after the break. Stick with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. As always, if anybody wants the transcripts for this, I probably won't get through all of these notes, got quite a bit here. Once again, just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hurts is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And if anybody wants to read any of my books, you can either get them by going to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and just type my name in, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. There's Pierce in the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, and a bunch of other ones. Or, if you want, if money's an issue, just after going there and seeing, you know, the titles I have, any ones that interest you, just drop me an email at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Let me know what the titles are that you're interested in, and I'll just send them off to you. Anyway, I guess we had another caller, but they dropped. So, try again. Anyway, let me continue on here. On the hard floors of the factory farms where pigs are kept, they have a very difficult time maneuvering around or even just standing up because one side of their hooves are higher than the other side, which ordinarily isn't a problem when they're walking out on soft turf. But again, in the hard floors of these factory farms, it is a problem. Pigs often develop open sores on their feet, and they also develop bad posture, which causes extreme pain in their backs and their legs, but that's of no consequence to the farmers. Just more suffering that these animals have to endure. A sow would normally produce about 6 piglets in 1 year's time. But today, thanks to the miracles and marvels of the modern factory farm, sows now can produce between 20 and 30 per year. By taking the piglets from their mothers shortly after birth, of course, and pumping her with hormones, she can become fertile a lot faster and keep the profit margins higher than ever. They take the babies away so they won't keep feeding. The mother won't keep producing milk. She'll stop producing milk real quick, and then they can start the process all over again. So, they just turn her into a massive pig-producing machine. Doesn't matter that the body isn't given time to recover and heal, and that this makes the mother very sick and constantly in a state of suffering. No, that doesn't matter. Whatever it takes to maximize profits, you see. So how are these babies fed that are taken away from the mother? Well, the efficient profiteers of the pork industry have thought of everything. Yes, they have developed an electronic teat machine, which can effectively ensure that dozens of piglets can be fed their daily dose of antibiotics and other assorted chemical compounds that they're, you know, as much as their little mouths can suck into their systems. So they get it all figured out. Everything's done efficiently. Maximum profits. The full implications for humans, guys, of pumping sows with hormones are not yet fully understood, but already we can see the effects are very nasty. For example, there's been, kids prematurely reaching puberty. You've got boys as well as girls before puberty actually developing breasts. Painful ovarian cysts have come out of this. But again, this is not a problem for the profit-driven priests of pork production. As the January 1979 edition of Farm Journal put it, estrus control will open the doors to factory hog production. Control of female cycles to the assembly line approach. And that's just the attitude they have, and that's just what they do. Again, pump them with female hormones, and who cares the consequences as long as the profits are high. Just like the chickens, guys, that go mad and peck at each other because they're crowded in small spaces, likewise, pigs often engage in what is called tail biting, arising from being too crowded. Well, guess what? They got a solution to that problem, too. What is that? You simply cut off the tail when they're young. A most painful procedure, and they don't use any anesthetics, but again, that doesn't matter. Presto, there goes that problem. Another solution has been to stack the pigs in layers in metal grain-layered enclosures to stop them from biting each other. Now, you can still cram as many in the warehouse, but they're not going to bite each other's tails. But, of course, with this scenario, as you might guess, the pigs in the upper tiers defecate and urinate on the pigs below, which gets them sick and causes all kinds of problems. But, that's of no consequence to the farmer. As long as they can still produce edible meat, it doesn't matter. Just pump with more antibiotics and presto. They'll be sickly and, they'll get ammonia burns on their eyes, but as long as the meat is good, or looks good anyway, as long as it looks good. Let's move on to cows. Cows that are raised for beef do not have any more of a pleasant life than the chickens or the pigs, as you might guess. From the time that they first arrive at the factory farm, if they survive the journey, a lot of them don't, up until the time just before being just prior to cramming them into their stalls, they're first dipped in a trough full of insecticides. Of course, they breathe in those insecticides, but that doesn't matter. As long as they get the bugs off them, so they dip them in this garbage. Then they dehorn them. Again, another painful process. They're also castrated, another painful process. Often without painkillers. Then they're branded. Oh, that feels good, too. They really enjoy that. And then they're injected with various hormones and other chemicals. And let me tell you, the whole lifespan of these animals is a living hell, not only because of the suffering they have to endure being crammed and, you know, fed crap, but they know something's wrong. Animals are not stupid. They know when they're being mistreated. They know when they're being treated like a lab rat in a lab. And they know that, you know, they might not know that they're going to be slaughtered for food, but they know something's wrong. They certainly know when they go into the slaughterhouse what's going to happen to them. They panic. They're not stupid, folks. But when they're in these enclosures and they're being abused and crammed, they know that something is up. And so that short existence they have from the time they're born to they go to the slaughterhouse, they know, they can sense that their caretakers don't care for them and that they have sinister motives in mind. Animals are not stupid. You should have gotten that from a show I had a couple weeks ago. And I guess I'm breaking up again. Great. I don't know, folks. This computer is... I'm getting a new one soon. That's all I can say. Anyway, from there, the cows are fed whatever garbage, and I do mean garbage, is lying around. Anything to fatten them up in the quickest amount of time, shortest amount of time, and at the lowest cost. Their diets usually consist of such tasty morsels as sawdust, laced with ammonia, of course, and feathers, shredded newspapers, believe it or not. I'm not kidding you. Can you imagine that? Shredded newspapers. Plastic hay, processed sewerage, inedible tallow, and grease, poultry litter, cement dust, cardboard scraps. This is all mixed in, with their food to stretch it out. Well, hey, you know, they do it with human food, so why not animal food? McDonald's uses sawdust, and they're allowed to by law, as filler in their burgers, and only God knows what else. But, I mean, you know, if they feed humans this stuff directly, they're going to have no problem feeding humans this stuff indirectly by giving it to the animals. What a mess. Bon appetit. Anyway, let's go to Thomas in Arizona. Welcome to the show, Thomas. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Hey, Charles. How you been?
Not bad. Yourself?
Great. Gonna miss you. I sent you an email. I think it was the day before yesterday. Anyway, I was just curious. You probably won't have time to do a show like the one I suggested. Wondered if you could fit in even a half hour of it. How the New World Order controls the church in America.
Oh yeah, I did respond to that. Did you get the response?
I got the response, and yes, I knew that you were going to be off on after Friday, this coming Friday.
Yeah.
And I thought, I just would love to touch on that subject. And so is the show going to basically be slated off of the schedule, and then when you return, it'll be back on?
Oh, well, I don't know when I'm going to return. I'm hoping to get back into broadcast and eventually down the line.
I sent you back one asking if you needed a substitute while you were gone.
While you're volunteering?
Oh, yeah. That'd be my thing.
That is an important subject. I don't have anything right now per se on that put together, but I don't really have the time this week to slap something together. I wanted to do another one too. Eventually, I was going to do one on, you know, just exposing the corruption of the televangelists and the scandals they have pulled over the years, and you know, unbelievable. You know, quite a few now have been driven out, but this, you know, the ones still remaining, they're still doing it.
Oh yeah,
connections.
They will continue to as long as people keep handing them money.
Have you heard the latest about Joan? I said Joan Higgy. Have you heard the latest with him? He's got a book out now. A book out now wherein he proves, if you order my book for $19.95, I'll prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Jesus Christ and the Roman soldiers to blame the Jews. I mean, he's claiming that the Jews can't be held you know, the Pharisees, the scribes. They can't be held responsible for crucifying Christ because Christ never claimed to be the Messiah. And in fact, he wasn't the Messiah. That's what he claims. He's a Christian minister who claims Christ wasn't the Messiah.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, guys, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio. I hope Thomas is still there in Arizona. He's still there, Tom? Uh-oh, I think we lost Tom. Yeah, that stinks. Sorry about that, Tom. I didn't hear the lead-in music for the commercial, you know, so it kind of got cut off there. And oh, well, anyway, but thanks for the call there, Tom. Thanks for the emails, the suggestions. Yeah, that's an important topic, this whole televangelism thing. It really is one of the biggest deception mechanisms in modern society. You know, Bush has gotten most of his support from these right-wing Christian fruit jobs, and you know, it's because they trust these scoundrels, these liars of the cloth. It's just one big mess. But it's true. John Hagee actually has a book out, guys, wherein he tells, he claims to prove that Jesus wasn't the Messiah, and therefore the Jews, I mean, you couldn't possibly wedge your head any further up IPAC's hind parts than that. You know, he's on their payroll, of course. They pay him to come up with this stuff, to make up these phony biblical interpretations and write books and, you know, just so they shine and look purta-purta, so that the Christian Zionist movement will still continue to flourish and support Israel blindly, and it's so disgusting. But to actually say that they can't be blamed for sending Christ to the cross because Christ wasn't the Messiah in the first place, you got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. I mean, it's like a Muslim leader saying that Muhammad wasn't a prophet. I mean, what is there left to do as a Muslim leader if you don't believe Muhammad, you know? If you don't believe in Christ as the Messiah, how can you call yourself a Christian minister? But, you know, in this George Orwellian world where people believe little fantasy fairy tales, the government sells them constantly through the media, you know, why not believe that as well? I guess you might as well throw that in there for good measure. Anyway, artificial flavors and aromas, guys, are also mixed into this soup that I was talking about before the caller. You know, to fool the animals into thinking that what they're eating is actually food, you know, ground up newspaper and cardboard. They throw artificial flavors and colorings. Well, you know, that's what they do with our food, too, so that we're convinced what we're eating is food. But a great percentage of it, of course, isn't. It's chemicals, emulsifiers, preservatives. I've talked about that on another show. And then there's the plight of the dairy cow. Ordinarily, a dairy cow in the pasture would live between 5 years. But in today's industrialized milk factories, dairy cows are lucky if they make it to their fourth birthday. Because, again, you know, the abuses that they face. Dairy cows get no exercise. They're kept in a crowded stall 24/7 on a hard cement or metal floor. And they're kept in a constant pregnant state. As soon as they give birth, again, they take the calves away, feed them mechanically, and get them impregnated as soon as possible to start the whole process all over again. This stressful lifestyle is so unbearable for these cows that they're often shot up with tranquilizers or easily exploitable. Bovine growth hormone, BGH, the wonder drug of Monsanto, that has been found to be a major carcinogen and has thus been banned all across Europe, has been found to be an amazing profit booster, which is why its use is continued, and the FDA is allowing this, of course, like they do with so many other things they approve of that they know are harmful to people, but, you know, the company that makes the products funnels fat wads of cash to them under the table. But it enables cows, of course, to produce a maximum amount of milk in the minimal amount of time. But naturally, it wears the cows down and severely shortens their lives. But it sure makes the industry very happy. It has been found to be responsible not only for causing cancer in humans, but also premature breast growth in young girls. Even boys have been known to develop breasts. But again, such trivial matters are of no concern for the industry that has far greater priorities. Again, the bottom line, the profits. Anyway, I guess some more callers are coming in. Oh, boy. And then I want to get into, if I have time, a discussion of veal calves, what they do to the veal. Or I should say, what they do to the calves that they raise for veal, guys. It's absolutely horrific. These are baby cows. They keep them deliberately anemic. So fanatic are they in preventing cows from getting iron in their systems that they chain them down so that they can't reach the bars of their enclosure and lick them and get iron in their systems that way. And, you know, sometimes the chains aren't even metal either because they're afraid they might lick the chains and, you know, and get the iron. They don't want any iron in their system, which would turn, you know, potentially turn the meat red. They want to keep the meat white. So they found a way to keep them alive for longer, thereby producing more veal, and yet keep them in a miserable condition of suffering and anemia the whole time. Anyway, let's go to our callers. First, we got Ian again back in. Well, we got to go to break. We'll take it when we get back, guys. Stick with us. Uh-huh.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Threats Radio. I'm on the phone line now just because I've been cutting up, I guess, so much over Skype. I'm hoping to fix this problem tonight. Otherwise, I might have to finish out the week here with the telephone, which is kind of a pain. The sound quality is nowhere near as good, but it's certainly better than breaking up. So, anyway, we got a couple callers. Actually, I think I'm going to go to Dave in Texas first, since the other caller already called in earlier. So we'll do Dave first in Texas, and then we'll go to Ian again over in England. Dave, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Charles.
How's it going?
All right, man. I heard you there with Larry Beecraft the other morning.
Oh, yeah, Saturday morning, yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. Say, I wanted to let you know about a story. You were talking to Barbara there earlier and talking about this, these crazed idiots running the asylum. But I was helping a friend of mine work a gun show up in Oklahoma City a few years back. And, this lady stopped by the table and I was talking to her, and she was real, introverted type. And we got to talking there, and she told me that she was with the bird watching group. And that their bird watching group got raided by a SWAT team one Saturday morning.
Huh.
They came in there and threw the women down on the floor, you know.
You got to be kidding. You know, nothing surprises me anymore. If they can arrest a 10-year-old kid for bringing a glass of water to a woman they're starving and dehydrating to death, Terry Schiavo there, You know, if they can taser a 65-year-old woman.
Yeah, I think burned down a church and used tanks and helicopters. I mean,
well, yeah, Waco and oh, sure, yeah, Randy Weaver blew away his wife while holding the 10-month-old baby in her arms. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Anyway, say, man, have you ever seen one of those pig farms?
Not personally. No, I've never been to. I've seen films.
But I tell you, that's just unbelievable. Stink. Oh man, that stinks. Have you ever seen a feed yard? Have you ever been by Amarillo over there?
I've been by them, yeah, out in the Midwest.
Oh,
the stench
man.
Is pretty bad, yeah.
Oh, well, sure. I was just going to ask you, you know, you've done a little bit of studying. Do you see anywhere in the Bible where it says that God's chosen people ought to be out here having pig farms in their countryside? And furthermore, just for the record, have you ever found anywhere in the Bible whether it specifically states that all 12 tribes of the children of Israel are Jewish?
Oh, I know. There's so much misconceptions when it comes to that.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I asked the guy earlier today, you know, and he seemed to think that I was opposed to the Jewish state because I was ipso facto in favor of a Palestinian state, as if somehow that negated the claim that one group of people that converted to Talmudic Judaism are ipso facto 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the apple-orange thing.
Well, here's the mess of the whole thing. I mean, Most of these so-called Jews today aren't even Jews, you know.
Well, they're not Israelites,
right? And but you know, when they talk about anti-Semitism, you know, they're more anti-Semitic than you know, the ones they claim are anti-Semitic, because they hate the Arabs. The Arabs are Semites. I mean, this is just one big twisted mess of lies and deception.
Totally twisted. At some point in time, don't you think it really is a matter of practicing proper mental hygiene, kind of like I think you're advocating, you know, eating good food. I actually got to eat a free-range and chicken last week. I had to clean it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was pretty good, man. I made chicken soup.
If I had to clean it, I don't think I could eat it, though.
Well, you know, the fact is, Charles, I don't know if you studied much on American history, but, you know, Thomas Jefferson kind of had a vision for the future of America, where America was basically an agrarian-based society.
Yeah.
And when people get to grow up out in the country, especially boys, you know, they don't have a problem with putting food on the table because, you know, if they want to have a family, they got to feed them.
Right.
You know, and when you get out there, and you know what else, Charles, it says in the Bible, feed my sheep, you know? Have you ever gone out to the farm and taken feed to the animals?
Yeah, with my kids, like petting farms and stuff, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a real special feeling to feed animals. And for, you know, even human beings, it's kind of a special experience to...
We actually have a place not far from me, over in New York, called Farm Sanctuary.
Right.
Where they take in animals that, you know, had been abused, you know, raised for either milk or, you know, meat. And it's really sad. You know, I've helped over there, volunteered, you know, fed them and stuff. And, yeah, some of them have one, like a leg missing or an eye knocked out or whatever.
Yeah. Did you ever get to meet old Dean Stonier?
No.
No? Do you know who Dean Stonier was?
No, I don't.
Well, he used to put together a meeting of scientists called a Global Sciences Conference.
Uh-huh.
You might Google it, but there was quite a few meetings at various locations, but they used to be out, like out in Denver and Houston and somewhere in Florida, and you can read about it on the Internet. But he had a meeting in Denver back in, I think it was 2001, Charles. It was in August, and he right after the conference, he had a heart attack and died.
Oh, gee.
But,
convenient timing,
A real incredible individual. I guess we'll talk about that another day.
Yeah. Anyway, was that it, Dave? I got another caller.
Yeah, man, I'll just give you two thumbs up for that hopping up and down about Hagee. That guy ought to be run out of town on a rail.
I can't believe he still has a following. It's astonishing. I mean, what does that say about the intelligence or lack thereof of
Well, you know, people have been so dumbed down, you know, all they know is what the TV told them for the last 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And they eat that dead pig and drink that water with chlorine in it, and that, all, you know, what can you say?
Yeah, hey, I'm waiting for him to come out and say George Bush is the Messiah, and we need to make sure he stays in office because God won't be able to lead this country if he leaves. I mean, I bet he would still have just as many followers. It's astonishing.
I don't know, though. I think at some point in time, at the end of the day, people got to take a hard look at what the facts are, you know. Anyway, I appreciate your show, Charles. Have a good day, man.
Okay, you too. Thanks a lot, Dave. Let's go to Ian again, back over in England. Welcome to the show, Ian.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Yeah. Hi to Dave, the guy who just signed off. Hey, Dave.
Nah.
Yeah, I was going to actually say about again coming back to some of these issues about it. I think it's more about consumption. You know, if people are going to consume, and Dave was very pertinent about one point, and it is about if you feed the animals. And you said yourself that you couldn't, you know, you couldn't clean an animal out. You know, if
right.
You had a fish and you had to gut it.
Yeah.
When you actually do something like that, I tell you, it makes a big difference. You don't waste something when you actually have to be a part of what you do. When you find it in a cellophane package, nicely, you know, comfortable in a supermarket, you really don't respect what it's had to go through.
Yeah.
And it's part of this engagement with the food, you know, with the whole food cycle. If you're not engaged in it, if you don't understand the fact that the animal is dying in order to feed you, and you take it for granted, that's why so many people will leave food on their plate, you know?
Right. Society makes it too easy today, you know. You don't see what actually happens to get it from point A to point B.
Yeah, but also the suffering that goes on,
yeah,
and the amount of animals which are utilized is
right.
Because if people don't do that, because you end up with 35% waste going into the bin, right, mm-hmm. Going into the garbage can. It's that lack of respect for the actual thing that's going on, the actual death, you know, understanding that you actually have to cut this thing open it up, take its guts out, you know, prepare it, pluck it, if it's a chicken or whatever it happens to be. But there is a whole process that you have to go through, and it is an animal giving its life for you.
Right.
And I'm not saying that in a religious sense, but this animal has had to die so you can eat it.
Right, right.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's part of, you know, nature's cycle. But while people keep detracting themselves from facing the reality of what they actually are doing, then they won't respect it. And if you don't respect it, you know, how are you ever going to be able to reduce the kind of suffering on these animals?
Right. No, it's true.
You're just going to keep herding them in. And one interesting thing, though, and here's a story for you.
Well, this makes me laugh that PETA has actually, not PETA, but one of those animal rights groups, actually, you know, on occasion they've had celebrations, you know, gatherings, and you know, they'll have a pig roast.
Yeah.
A pig roast at an animal rights, oh, man. I got a neighbor who's heavily into that, and yet she eats more meat than, you know, I don't understand. She, you know, she'll take in animals, you know, and she's got, like, 100 birds in her living room, and which is great, but I don't understand how she doesn't carry that over into her diet, you know? I mean, she's contributing to horrific animal suffering. But anyway, what were you going to say?
Well, I mean, I was going to say about suffering. It's a very key point. Here's an example in France. They have this particular thing. They put up nets into the in the trees, and they catch sparrows. You know, they're kind of like sparrows. I'm not exactly sure what particular bird they are, but they're a small bird. And I'm not sure whether I should be saying this, but anyway, it's kind of gross. What they do is they keep these sparrows, they catch them in the nets, they put them into boxes. It's kind of like, you know, you were saying about the veal. They put them into boxes and they corn feed them.
Mm.
You know, rather like they do with pâté de foie gras, they corn feed them, they stick in little funnels in their mouths and they stuff corn down into their necks. And they get them as fat as they can, but they keep them in a totally dark box, so they're not getting the light. Here's the worst bit. They actually, once they're kind of plumped up to the point they want them, they actually take them out, and they drown them in Armagnac.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, in a liqueur. And they keep them in the liqueur for a couple of days. They take them out and they put them into a, well, they bake, they get a potato, open it up, put them inside, and then they roast them with the potato. And this is a delicacy in France. Now, okay, maybe people don't think that it's a particularly important thing, that it's just a little sparrow or whatever. But if you're looking at the kind of abuse of animals and, you know, the whole disregard for, I mean, how you could drown something after you've stuffed it full of corn.
Yeah,
you know, if you're going to have, you know, if you're going to have respect for life, it can't just be because it's a nice little fluffy sheep or it's a doe-eyed little calf. Surely it's got to be across the board, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I agree. And like I said, this translates over, you know, when you have this lack of concern for animals, it's not a very large leap to lose that same concern for human beings. And so, they really do view us as a giant, farm factory. And, you know, we're the exploitable cattle, and they're always coming up with ways, just like the farmer. How can I maximize my profits, you know?
Absolutely.
They look at us the same way. You know, how can they maximize their profits, get more labor out of us, harder work, and yet pay us, you know, less and less benefits? They're constantly coming up with new ways, but they got to do it in a way that it looks like they're actually, you know, benefiting. Well, look at Bush's plan to give away, talking about that this morning in the Pal Talk room, you know, this tax incentive thing. You know, he's going to give, what, come this summer, $500, $600, $300 if you're not a taxpayer. It's just window dressing. It's designed to make it look like they're actually concerned about you and they're going to help you, but this is going to make the economy worse. It's going to actually drive us more in the hole.
Charlie, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. They're going to give you $300 or $600, which is going to inflate the economy.
Right.
You only get that $300 or $600. It's a one-shot wonder, right?
Yep.
But you're going to be paying for that inflated price. Do you think the prices are going to come down once everybody spent their $300 or $600?
But he calls it an economic stimulus, and what he means by that is he knows most dummies are going to go out and buy more products, so companies are going to make more money. That's all it is.
Exactly.
But it's not going to help the real economy, the working class. Those billions of dollars, if it was put into creating jobs, that's what would help. It's like giving, you know, a starving person in a third world country, a meal for a day. Okay,
exactly.
Big deal. I won't die from starvation today. But what about tomorrow? Why don't you use that money that you spent on that meal and help me to produce my own? Or better yet, why don't you get your exploitative bankers out of my country that own all of my natural resources so I can use my own resources to make money for myself? Because that's why they're poor in the first place.
And you'd actually have to take on the WTO and the IMF, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a bigger issue. But what I'm saying is that you're saying about getting feed somebody today. Well, all they're doing is feeding somebody today. What they're actually going to make happen is tomorrow, the inflationary effect will mean that you're going to be actually having to pay more for your food tomorrow.
Sure.
So they're not
exactly
just feeding you today. The inflationary effect will mean that tomorrow it's going to cost you more.
Yeah. I mean, do people think that they have this extra money lying around that they're actually going to use for you? No. They generate it by, creating more loans with the Fed.
Look, how did they get
the already inflated debt?
Whose money is it? The government can't give you money. It has to come from you in the first place, doesn't it?
Right, sure. Plus interest.
Well, exactly. Plus interest in order to pay off the bankers.
Yeah.
But they cannot give you money. All they can do is cycle money.
Right.
Right? So there is absolutely no gift at all. You're giving yourself your own money.
But, you know,
because
you own
it in the first place.
But as always, you know, they make it look like it's actually, going to benefit you. It's in your interest. That's what's so disgusting about this whole thing. They sell you their pocket-picking fiascos.
They sell you a lie.
Yeah.
Another lie on top of the other ones. And the thing is, you have to understand, this is not just in America. It is happening European-wide as well.
Sure. But what amazes me is, people, there's people that are falling for this. You know, they think this is a good thing. Wow, if multi-Bush does something good. But the truth is, he's stiffing you again. Everything he's ever done has been designed to screw people. I mean, let's in plain English, screw them over. And yet, here he is again now doing this. How can they think that this, look at it carefully. Nothing this guy has done, this administration has done, has been in the interest of the general population. Everything has been designed, again, to take you for a ride. And this is no exception.
Charlie, isn't it the old thing? Isn't it the old thing? Qui bono? Who benefits?
Right, right.
Who is benefiting from it? That's really what it boils down to, isn't it? Always follow the money.
Sure.
And where does the money come back to? Does it come back to the people?
Nope.
Or does it come back to the corporation sitting there lobbying the government on their behalf?
Right. It's just a mess. And yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, it's not just here. Of course, what we're dealing with here is a global mechanism of control. So naturally, we're going to see this stuff on a global scale, and we do.
Absolutely. And it's been going on for years.
Right.
And this is nothing new. I mean, we've got the European Union here. I don't know if you've seen the latest release from the Telegraph and the effectively the British pound sterling will be absorbed in the euro. It's gone. It will be gone within the next 3 years.
Yeah.
You now have Tony Blair, who's being promoted as the next European...
I saw that. Yeah, I heard about that. Did you want to hold on a last break, Ian?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Excuse me, jeez. Cold still isn't completely gone yet. Yeah, once again, if anybody wants the transcripts, there's a lot of other important material I wanted to cover. I'm just not going to have time, but just email me, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Spell Hurts, H-E-R-T-Z. I'll send this off to you. I wanted to mention this one other thing. You know, after all that the animals are put through, then, of course, there's the ultimate suffering, the slaughterhouse. a lot of times, you know, the cows, pigs, you know, they'll put them through a conveyor belt, and they have this metal rod that is shot into the, this is one of the ways, one of the common ways they kill them. They shoot this metal rod through the head into the brain, you know, and it's supposed to kill them instantly, but it doesn't, you know, often it doesn't happen that way. The thing will misfire, or it won't hit, you know, the right spot, and it doesn't kill them. You know, they're left alive, and yet they still go through the conveyor belt. And very often, they're still alive when they're being skinned. Usually, they're picked up by one leg, and, you know, they're brought through the conveyor belt, through the process of slaughtering them. They're brought through hanging by one leg as they're carried through. And, you know, sometimes the whistle will blow for the lunch break. And so they're left like that, hanging alive by one leg. And very often, you know, the leg is ripped out of its socket. So they're suffering. They're dangling, twisting and contorting and, you know, in just horrific pain, moaning away. But they don't care. They're going off on their lunch break now. And so they're left there like that. It's just so horrific. It's absolutely disgusting. So now you can understand what goes on every day in the Gaza Strip, guys, with the Palestinians. If you can understand what they're doing to animals on a daily basis in the factory farms and the slaughterhouses, then that should give you an understanding of the same kind of mentality that pervades the ethnic cleansing policy of Israel, for example, against the Palestinians. It's the same mentality. They look at them as useless cattle, and they get off on torturing them, just like some of the workers in these slaughterhouses get off on it. They really do. So it's only natural that they're going to mistreat us here, and as time goes on more and more, it's just going to get worse, guys. Anyway, we got Ian still on the phone there in England. Ian, do you have any more points or comments? We've just got another minute or two left.
A major part of what you're saying is that we are the herd. So we really shouldn't expect any greater respect than any animal does, you know, within the food cycle. That's really what it amounts to.
Yeah.
And this is worldwide. I mean, there's one thing I'd like to, you know, make aware to the American people. There's 300 million people over there. There's 450 million people over here in Europe. There's 2.2 billion people in the British Commonwealth. There's an awful lot of people all being treated the same way. Until we actually stand together, then, yeah, we will be herded. And while they can divide and conquer us with this, especially, I mean, currently you're in the electoral process at the moment over there. While people keep on ticking the boxes and doing their good little thing and conforming, I don't see anything changing.
No.
And we will be herded into our appropriate, you know, just left or right, one side or the other. You hear all the people saying, we understand the paradigm is wrong. We know it's rubbish. But then what do? As soon as they get the actual option to do something about it.
Yeah, they really,
they do
unfortunately.
Exactly what they're taught to do, don't they?
Yeah, they've got us backed into a corner, unfortunately. And like you said, on both sides of the...
No, you see, this is the whole point. You're never backed into a corner because it's your field.
I mean, they have us thinking that there's no way out, exactly. And as long as people have that kind of mentality that they're trapped, they can't get out. They can, it's easy. But as long as they think they can't and they're afraid of their government, instead of turning the tables around and putting them on notice and getting them put in that position of fear, then nothing is going to change. Anyway, that's all the time that we have, unfortunately. Thanks for the call, Ian, everybody else who called in. And have a great day, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Another great topic tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Gold has been.